Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So welcome into the program, the technical director of Atlanta United, Carlos Bocanegra, joining us. Big game for Atlanta United up against Wayne Rooney and DC United this weekend, and it could be playoff time for the Five Stripes. Hey, Carlos, how you doing?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Before we get off into, you know, soccer, how did you make out of your NFL fantasy draft with Coca-Cola the other day?
A-plus, buddy. A-plus. They project us 13-0, first place in the league, so can't complain.
Wow, and you got the Axe body spray.
Wait a second. What's your team that you're 13-0 and preseason champs?
Game of Jones. It's a Coke fantasy football draft that the Falcons do every year, and they invite me over to take part. And you know, David, Nisha from the Falcons side, my two GMs, and they run the show over there. I just go there for support, but they're the ones that did all the work. So, but it's a lot of fun.
No, I was just asking, who's on your team? Do you know?
Yes, but we've got Marshawn Lynch from the Raiders, which is not my favorite team, but we've got a few other running backs, three running backs early on. Yeah, I'm going to make myself sound silly. I don't know who we have all the team.
They drafted a good team, though. And the biggest takeaway, John, was they got a ton of Axe body spray that he took back to the squad, and they made a fat rest.
I can't remember who we got that for with the pick that we took, but yeah, I got that back. It's in the locker now, so we're gonna be smelling lovely after training.
There you go, Carlos Bocanegra. Let's talk about who you do have. And that is Joseph Martinez. Carlos, you've seen a lot of things in soccer, in however many years you've been doing this, near 40, right? I mean, it's been your whole life, this game. Have you ever seen anything quite like this, to be able to break a record the way he did it, as fast as he did it, in his fashion?
No, look, it's been unbelievable. I mean, unfortunately, last year he got injured. He was on fire. I think he had 17 goals last year in 17 games. So it was unfortunate for him to be injured. This year he's left off, or picked up where he left off last year. So really just, his determination, his teammates around him, the fans, getting enamored with him, and he's been the same way back. But he's really taken to the city, and like you see, Harry Kane had 30 goals last year. Salah had 32. I mean, his are all in league play. There's no Europa League. There's no cup goals. There's nothing like that. So his are all in league play, which is pretty amazing.
You know, when you look at DC United looking a little bit forward, this first time, if I'm not mistaken, you're going to that new stadium. What are some of the adjustments that you could potentially make going into a new environment and a new pitch, not knowing that much about it? So what are some of the things that you have to do? Do you get some forward scouting or take some different cliques? How do you approach that?
Yeah, no, not too much. I mean, most of the fields are similar in size outside of New York City FC. So I think the guys are excited. It's fun to go play in a new building, a new arena. We heard it a lot from the teams that came and played us last year at Mercedes-Benz, that it's a great experience. So, it should be a good atmosphere up there. They're filling out that stadium pretty good. RFK had a lot of history and a lot of I'm not sure what to call it, but it was historic.
Trash.
So that was nice to go to. But I'll tell you what, from the locker rooms to the stands, the press box type thing, this is going to be a whole nother level. So it's kind of the new shiny object for the league, and it'll be great for the guys. Definitely bring a few different pair of shoes, studs, cleats, molds, to get the feeling, but they'll work that out in the pregame warm-up.
Atlanta United, DC United, Sunday night. We have our official watch party at Hampton and Hudson on North Highland beginning at 6:30. The pregame show with Mike Conley and Jason Longshore starts at 7, kick at 7:30 from DC United, from their new stadium on Sunday evening. And now Carlos Bocanegra, technical director of Atlanta United, joining us on the WayForward.com hotline. Carlos, do you have a little kind of list either in your head, or maybe it's written down, where you do check, 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 and now the next thing on the check box here is to win Sunday and clinch a playoff spot? Check.
No, I think that for me, that would be short-sighted. I understand what you're saying, but now we've got our eyes on the prize. We want to win the Supporter Shield. We want to win the MLS Cup. Last year, we were very excited to qualify for the playoffs in our first year, and that was a great accomplishment. This year, you know, it's going to be obviously nice if we're able to qualify for the playoffs as soon as possible, but, you know, we can't take our foot off the gas. This is crunch time now for us, and, you know, we've got to be Supporter Shield all the way till the end. That's the main goal, and then, you know, ride that wave into the playoffs and try to win the cup as well.
Third time's the charm. You beat this team 3-1 the last time you played them. Before that, you beat them 3-1. So what are some of the keys to this game that I need to look for with the new pitch and everything? Is anything different, or is it the same old?
Yeah, I mean, look, they had our number last year. So it's been nice to get on top of them a couple times this year already. Rooney has been a good little injection of energy for them. And, you know, as he's getting more fit and into his rhythm in the season, he'll be difficult. You know, Lucian Acosta in the middle of the field is always difficult for us, a good little playmaker. You know, they've got Yamil Assad, all of our fans know he'll be wanting to get healthy and fit and get out there. We don't know if he's going to be fit or not. And then they've got Paul Arriola, who's a national team player, running up and down the wings, a lot of energy, a lot of pace. So, you know, it's a lot stronger of a DC team since the beginning of the year, and even last time we faced them. They're gelling a little bit more, so you know we can't sort of fall asleep in this one and think just because we've beat them a few times, it's going to be an easy game.
Talking with Carlos Bocanegra, the technical director of Atlanta United, as we get ready for Atlanta United, DC United. Carlos, this morning the AJC reporting that Tata Martino's not worried about his contract, and so I didn't even think about it, frankly. You know, as you move forward here, this is the beginning of something here, so he seems pretty confident about, you know, where he is as far as you know, his team, and his imprint on this league has been so incredibly noticeable.
Yeah, look, and I think it's the same with the players. You know, it's all things like this. We're concentrated on the season right now. You know, we're not worried too much about the contracts for players or the coaches. Obviously, it's in the back of my mind, and it's something we'll have to address later on in the season. But right now, everybody's focus is on the field. You know, Joseph broke the record. Now that's off his back. We can move forward. You know, no distractions with that. But like I said, it's all about the Supporter Shield now and going into the playoffs. And that's the most important thing that everybody's focused on.
Hey, one other thing that the AJC is running with is Doug Roberson's reporting this morning. Just want to get your thoughts on, because I hadn't really thought about it. He said that Brad Guzan is not saying whether or not he's heard from the U.S. men's national team. Are call-ups to either the U.S. or the Venezuelan or where, Argentinian, whatever, are those something that you keep your eye on? Is that potentially a cause for concern in terms of the lineup?
Yes, but our league will break, and we have the opportunity to break during the international window. So it's frustrating, but it's also just part of soccer that it's an excellent opportunity for these guys to play with their national teams. It's, you know, playing at the highest level, trying to get to a World Cup. So it's a part of the game. But, you know, some of these are going to come at inopportune moments, especially as we get into a playoff run. There's another international, you know, fixture date. So, you know, we've just got to work through those, and you try to manage the guys before they leave. You have conversations with their federations, and hopefully they, you know, they know what they've been doing. They know how much, you know, they've been training, their game minutes, all those things. You know, our sports science department does a good job of keeping everybody informed with that. And then, it's managing them when they get back into our team. So, but it's nothing new for soccer.
Carlos, we always appreciate your taking a few minutes. We really look forward to the game on Sunday night and the next step. And I appreciate the fact that it's not a checkbox, so the checkbox is farther down the list. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I wasn't coming at you with that.
I'm with you.
All right, guys. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Not a problem. Have a good one.
Thank you, Carlos.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.